Trent, Kenneth Williams, Clement Freud, Derek Nimmo, and Peter Jones in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed. Hello and welcome once again to Just a Minute. And as you've just heard, we have our four regular competitors of the game taking part in this particular show. And as usual, they will try and speak for just a minute on the subject they'll be given without hesitation, repetition, or deviating from that subject. But as throughout the years we've been playing this game, these four clever, agile, witty, brilliant, intense, wonderful characters have always criticized their chairman, and I've suffered. I thought we would make a change today, and we're going to invite one of them to become chairman, and I'm courageously, I think very courageously, going to sit in their seat and try and play the game. And this week, we're going to ask Clement Freud to cross the floor of the House of Just a Minute and sit here, and I will take his place.
Well, welcome to Get Your Own Back week. We'll start with Derek, and the subject is making a sausage roll. Starting now.
Well, Nicholas Parsons does remind me of a sausage roll, as Mr. Clement Freud has very wisely pointed out, because he's fat and podgy and has a rather prickly interior.
Nicholas, you
deviation,
have another
I don't
gallon.
Think I am fat and podgy, and if you think I am, I ask you to put it to the audience so that they can be the judges of whether I'm fat and podgy.
This is a false challenge by Nicholas, who will be last this week. Derek, you have another point. And
but
you
I've
have...
improved it. Even the audience approved it. When I, as chairman, put it to the audience, we always...
Nicholas, you lose another point. Nobody gets it. It's just minus one to Nicholas. And Derek, you keep the subject and you have 37 seconds starting now.
Raspberry jam is an ideal thing to put in...
Nicholas.
I think the chairman was deviating. I thought he was deviating on raspberry jam, but actually he's established he was going to put it into a sausage roll, which I think is the most devious thing to do anyway.
Mr. Chairman, is he allowed to challenge Willie so irresponsibly?
It will be cut out in the programme, don't worry.
Derek, we never edit in just
Derek, a minute. Derek, you have 35 seconds starting now.
Go down to Safeway or Waitrose, somewhere like that, and buy some ready-made pastry. Awfully good idea. Stains this habit too, as you've probably seen it in Marks and Spencer's. And when you've got this, take it home, put it on the table, take a couple of sausages, nice ones, old bangers, pop them in, roll them round, into the oven, and then you bring them out. And gosh, they're good. Take them with mustard. I like them very much. The salt and pepper, and then give one to Nicholas Parsons, because he's got a mean and hungry look. What?
Repetition of... I'm actually very nervous of challenging, because you've already told me I'm not going to get any points in this particular programme. But he did say Nicholas Parsons before.
Well, yes, he did. And Nicholas Parsons has now achieved parity. And gets the subject.
Kenneth, would you like to come out for a drink?
No, we've got to stay.
Nicholas, you have the subject. You have 13 seconds. On making a sausage roll, starting now.
One of the most difficult things to do is make a sausage roll, because they're usually curved, and if you don't cook them first, it's even more impossible. Put them at the top of an incline and see how far they will roll down to the bottom. If you stay... Do I lose a point for speaking when the whistle went?
And the score now is Derek has 3 points, Nicholas has none because he lost one through. And the next subject is Peter's, and it is four words, and you have 60 seconds starting now.
Forward books are very similar to introductions and prefaces and appreciations.
Kenneth.
Hesitation.
Rubbish.
Introductions and
He did yes, I'm his chairman, I listened, and he hesitated, definitely. Kenneth should have the subject.
Kenneth, it's a very good challenge, and no. Peter, four words, and you have 55 seconds starting now.
Groucho Marx was asked to write one for a friend who'd written a book, and he put down, I appreciate whoever the author's name, whatever the author's name was.
Derek, you have a challenge.
Whatever the repeat.
You're absolutely right. You have four words, and you have 45 seconds starting now.
Four words are something that you're asked to write for other people's books, and they never give you any money for doing it. It's very boring to have to do one. Oh.
Kenneth?
A hesitation.
You're right. A point. Four words, 40 seconds, now.
They should give you some idea of what's in store. And in the Victorian era, they were notable for having little chapter headings and things. And in the foreword, it was explained the general scheme of the thing, so to speak.
Repetition of things.
No, he said theme before. I was listening to it.
Thank you, yeah.
He said theme before and thing this time.
Yeah. What a cheat. I love that. It's outrageous.
But you see, Clement wants
Mr. Chairman,
to win.
May we hear more from the chairman and less from the shadow chairman?
Kenneth, you keep the subject 24 seconds starting now.
And the best way to write a foreword is to familiarize yourself with the subject under discussion.
Nicholas Parsons.
I would say that was hesitation.
I would agree.
Right.
You have the subject. You have 17 seconds starting now.
The best forewords that I think of are sex, food, money, and power. And if you think of what these four words represent, you will realize they are probably the most emotive qualities in any human nature.
Kenneth, you challenge the repetition
of things.
Yes, because
four words, and this is four word, which is one word. It's not for F-O-U-R, and then another one. This is one word, four word.
Kenneth, you buzzed for a repetition of think, and you're quite right.
Yes, I meant a repetition of think. That's right. Yes,
that. You get the subject. You have 3 seconds starting now.
And the best way to do it is to make really...
Derek, you challenge.
And the best way, repetition, and the best
You're
way.
Right. You have 1.5 seconds starting now.
Ubiquitous, obsequious, fun.
At the end of that round, Derek is in the lead. Peter hasn't as yet done terribly well score-wise. Kenneth is okay. Nicholas, you have the next subject. It is roses, starting now.
Roses, what a marvellous subject to begin my first turn on Just a Minute. Paul Scarlett, a rambler rose.
It's also your last term on Just a Minute.
Peter, you get a point. Nicholas, you may go on now.
Rambler roses should be pruned in the autumn. Albertine, one of the fastest growing, is a fine specimen. The same with climbing roses. A mermaid comes to mind. What a joy to behold. Peace is one of my favorites, with its delicate fragrance, beautiful petals, and huge blooms. Also the most disease-resistant. One mustn't forget also the floribundas, bush roses, hybrid teas. These should be dealt with in the spring and given a good mulch with cow manure. If you can't get that, then horse or pig is equally good. The names of roses are endless. Mauve, Specs Yellow, Wendy Cousins, Superstar, The Admiral, Opera, Montezuma, Grandmère Jenny, Grandpa Dixon, Ina Harkness. Wheatcroft, he produces some marvellous roses. And if you want to have a really fantastic day out, go and visit Queen Mary's Rose Garden in Regent's Park during the summer and the June and see the beautiful blooms that cascade around there.
Repetition of beauty.
No, I said bloom before,
no,
and I said
beautiful,
bloom.
Beautiful, you said twice. Derek, said twice.
I let Nick go on a bit because he seemed to know a little about roses. Actually, the whistle should have blown about 5 minutes ago. Nicholas gets a point.
At last!
And is lying in close second place. And Kenneth, you start the next round, and your word is... marvels, starting now.
One of the marvels of the modern world is in this very studio today. Yes, you have guessed. It is, of course, none other than the Bloomsbury bombshell himself. Kenneth, put him on your mantelpiece, William. This is a particularly marvelous specimen of a marvel. And I have been marveled at, and they've cried out, what a cult figure! We've never seen such a cult before. And...
Nicholas Parsons.
Repetition of cult. A cult
no,
figure.
Cult figure is a hyphen.
Thank you.
Kenneth, you have...
He's evil, isn't he?
It's a hyphen.
I would hate to be one of your constituents, I really would. Because if you treat them like you treat me...
You haven't got enough money to live in his constituency.
Kenneth, you have 25 seconds On Marvel, starting now.
Another marvel is, of course, that incredible structure, the Humber Bridge. I went and stood in amazement at the pylon supporting that so delicate-looking and yet such a tough affair. I said to the man in charge, how much is it, Cross? And he said a pound. I said, is that
each? Nick.
He said three or four times.
Yes, he did.
He said, I said.
You get the subject. You have 4 seconds. Marvels starting now.
One of the marvels of our generation must undoubtedly be Kenneth Williams. A man...
I'm afraid that puts Nicholas Parsons in the lead. He is just ahead of Kenneth Williams and Derek Nimmo, with Peter in honourable fourth place. And, Derek, you start the next subject. It is saddling a horse. You have 1 minute, starting now.
Saddling a horse? Well, the most difficult part about saddling a horse is actually catch the horse, because one has to go out into a field and find the wretched thing, and they never come over to you very willingly. I don't know about you, but they are the most stupid animals. For something so beautiful, they are incredibly silly. Anyway, having...
Peter, you challenge.
That's ridiculous. There's nothing silly about a horse trying to avoid being saddled. It's not a natural thing for the horse to have done to it. It would much rather remain in the field, unsaddled, wouldn't it, roaming about?
Go on a bit.
You're talking absolute rubbish.
Go on a bit. Talk me into it.
Anyway, it would be in a stable to start with, wouldn't it?
Right. We don't allow that challenge, do we?
No,
don't?
No.
Right. Derek, you have another 46 seconds starting now.
If you're hunting with the Bicester or the Oakley or the Pytchley or the Beaufort, then one would use an English saddle. And having obtained your...
Nick Parsons.
Repetition of find. Right at the beginning, he said, first of all, you have to find your horse, and one of the most difficult things
yes,
is to find
you
it.
You don't have to go on.
Oh, right.
He's much quicker on the uptake than you see.
No, I just thought I'd let you go on a bit, to be
Nick,
fair,
you
play
are
the game.
Right,
and I knew
and
I wouldn't get a point, even if it was a correct challenge.
Nicholas, you are right, and you have 33 seconds starting now.
Well, to find your horse in the field, you can always attract him with a little sugar. Having put a nozzle over his head...
Derek, you challenge.
Hesitation.
Desperately.
Well, I'm in a desperate situation here. I mean, the
you
first
have,
time
you have the subject,
I mean,
Nick, will you please?
Oh, Kenny, it's so difficult.
Makes you vomit, doesn't it?
That's the next subject.
Derek, you have an extra point for good observation. You also have 27 seconds starting now.
If you're getting a Mexican saddle, they're rather useful because they have a little thing in front of which you can hold on to. And gosh, sometimes you need it, don't you? I do, because I find terribly easy to fall off. In fact, I'd once saddled a horse...
Pete Jones, you challenge.
Repetition of find.
Yes, right. You have the subject. You have 15 seconds starting now.
Well, the thing to do, of course, is to arrange beforehand for the groom to be holding the horse in the stable. And then you take the saddle off its hook on the wall and you place it on top of the horse's back. And giving the horse a bit of sugar or something, you...
Peter, you have a point for speaking when the whistle went. Derek is now 1 point ahead of Nicholas. Kenneth is 1 point ahead of Peter. And there's not a great deal in it. Or wouldn't be if I could read Ian Messiter's writing. And Peter, you have the next subject, and it's concentration. You have 60 seconds starting now.
Well, that's one of the great qualities that you really need to be able to play this game. Unfortunately, I always find that it's in conflict with the natural way of emphasizing things, which is repetition, or possibly even, to make things more interesting, deviating. So, really, the actual... style.
Nick?
I would have interpreted that as hesitation.
But you're not chairman. I am. I don't.
No, that's why I was
Peter,
so...
Peter, you have another 39 seconds starting now.
Some people are able to do this by staring very hard at the head of a pin. But I do feel that this probably tends to make their conversation more boring than it normally would be if they were concentrating perhaps on the subject, even though it... is ostensibly boring.
Derek Nimmo.
Repetition of boring.
Right. 20 seconds starting now.
Concentration is something that schoolmasters always claim that your children have not got. And really it means that they drift off in class because the master might be terribly boring, lacks concentration. I have read this many times on every one of the four men's bits of paper.
Nicholas, this is your great chance to shine. And the subject for you, for 1 minute, is muscles, and you may start now.
Muscles are what we're all blessed with, and I think it's our duty to keep them in good shape. Sometimes when I strip off, people say, he's in fine nick. They are making a pun.
Derek, you challenge.
Sometimes they say, what a wreck of a man.
As long as they don't say, what a wreck of a woman, what's it matter?
Nick, you may keep the subject. You have 48 seconds starting now.
Some people like to overdevelop their muscles. These people go in for contests, such as Mr. Atlas, and they rip all these great things on their body, and they cover them with oil and other unguents, and sometimes I think they look somewhat unattractive.
Derek, challenge.
The other kind of muscles are...
You're quite right. Nick, you've had a challenge. You've repeated sometimes. Derek has the subject.
What a mean challenge.
He also has 37 seconds... starting now.
Moule, now, I love muscles. I go down to collect them quite often, particularly when I'm staying at Portsea's in Port Phillip Bay in Australia. Now, I've got a very nice chum there called Viola Tate, the widow of Sir Frank, and she has muscles growing on her little pier. I hasten to explain he was a knight, not a peer of the realm, but, oh.
Repetition of peer.
Nick, you're right. You have the subject back. 20 seconds starting now.
Mussels from the sea with which moule marinière is made are one of the delicacies, a soup that a lot of people enjoy tremendously. I would not say it's something that I would automatically choose if I went into a restaurant, because the black shells...
Derek.
No, he wouldn't, because it's too expensive for him.
He might if I was paying.
I think you get a point for being accurate.
For rudeness? A point for rudeness? An insult?
And Nick, you lose a point for arguing. But you do get the subject back. You have 7 seconds starting now.
They are black on the outside, the shells, and when they are prized open, the little pink interior is quite a delicate thing.
Derek is still just in the lead. Nicholas is second. Kenneth, who is about to speak, will improve his position. And your subject is Athens. You have 60 seconds starting now.
When I was in that fair city, I was taken to the Agora, where all those wonderful old Stoic philosophers used to hold forth to the numerous people who were gathered about to hear the wisdom. And I was taken to another place.
He was taken twice. Repetition of taken.
He does get taken a bit, doesn't he?
I wanted to hear Kenneth.
Derek, you're right. Kenneth will doubtless get the subject back, but for the time being, it's yours. You have 42 seconds starting now.
In the plucker during Mardi Gras, there is the time to be there. Gosh, what an excitement. I met this beautiful girl in a domino.
You don't actually have a Mardi Gras on the placa in Athens. The Mardi Gras takes place in South American countries and Latin countries.
Nicholas, you're wrong. A Mardi Gras is a day. It takes place all over the world.
Listen, I know I'm going to lose all the points I've got, so I may have
You lose a point for arguing. Derek, you go on. You have 33 seconds.
Sitting on Sophocles'
Derek,
mountain.
You have 33 seconds starting now.
Sitting on Sophocles' mountain, looking across at the kites that fly on the first day of Lent. That must be one of the most astonishing sights you could ever witness, because the whole of the air of Athens is ablaze with these wonderful things floating in the wind, with eagles amongst them, and hawks, and gosh...
What?
Hesitation. Peter Jones.
Hesitation. He said and hawks.
If he had said and hawks, which he didn't, it would have been repetition.
Yes, I thought it was.
Derek, you have the subject.
One of the great benefactors, I think, is Lord Elgin, who brought those wonderful marbles back to England. A lot of people don't realize...
Repetition of wonderful.
Yes, he did say wonderful before. Peter, you have the subject, and not very long, starting now.
Athens is the Edinburgh of the South, and it's one of the most attractive cities that I've never visited. I'm always hoping...
Peter, you have now shot up to to share second place with Nicholas Parsons, and Kenneth is still in fourth place. Derek, you have the next round, and you begin with jokers. 60 seconds, starting now.
Well, you know, old Peter Jones is rather a joker. I mean, to come out with a remark like that, Athens is the Edinburgh of the South, I think that's really witty, don't you? Because I never quite know why that particular Scottish city is always compared to fair Athena, because I find it rather...
Nicholas.
It's a repetition of city. Edinburgh is a city, the city of the South, and that fair city.
Yes, not a very bright challenge.
No, he didn't say it's the city of the South.
Since we start analysing challenges, Nick, you have the subject, you have 42 seconds.
I didn't say city the first
time.
No,
he didn't. No.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
I was listening very carefully because I hoped he was going to go on talking about me.
Well, you weren't listening carefully enough. Nicholas, starting now.
I don't know what's the subject. You haven't told me. You haven't told me the subject.
Derek,
deviation.
Absolutely right.
Oh, come on. We've talked about lift shafts coming through. Now, that is very mean, Mr. Freud. I'm sorry. I must state my point. I put it to the audience. Wasn't it mean?
I do not...
No, you can't keep putting things to the audience all the time.
It's only the chairman that could do
anyway,
that.
Anyway, he's way out in the lead. Why
do you
want to make win?
You get more money for being chairman, because Nicholas Parsons does, doesn't he?
Yes, I'm doing this for the money. You're quite right.
How much more do you get?
What is crucial is that Nicholas Parsons gets less money for doing this.
For being on the panel, have you had a reduction, Nicholas?
Well, yes, every time I speak, I lose a point.
Derek, you have jokers. You have 40 seconds starting now.
Nicholas Parsons is really the joker in the pack, isn't he? Look at him. What fun that man is. He's what is known as an old card, isn't he? That's why they call him the joker, which I think is quite tolerably amusing. There was a wonderful man called Joe Miller who wrote The Vade Mecum, which was a collection of...
Nicholas Parsons.
A hesitation.
Yes, he did. You have the subject. It is jokers.
Good.
You have 24 seconds starting now.
Four of the finest jokers I know must be on the panel of Just a Minute. Derek Nimmo, Kenneth Williams, and Peter Jones.
Derek?
Hesitation, you couldn't remember the leading joker, Peter Jones.
Thank you. You're quite right.
All right, my dear fellow, I've already said that.
17 seconds starting now.
When you see a joker, you don't always recognize him at first because he might be wearing a long Macintosh. Have you ever thought about that? I bet you haven't. Or a bowler hat. And you might see from a distance this creature coming towards you and you might think, this chap is not a joker. But he is.
Nicholas?
He said, you might, three times. You might think, you might see.
I suppose he did.
Yeah.
You've got half a second starting now.
Joker's wild, joker's in the pack.
That great flurry of points brings Nicholas a long way behind Derek, but quite a long way in front of Peter, and even further in front of Kenneth. And Peter has the next round and begins with things I cut out of magazines, starting now.
Well, mostly recipes, I suppose, particularly if they're written by Clement Freud, so that I shan't become terribly envious of his amazing culinary prowess in...
Kenneth.
Hesitation.
Yes.
I was going to say several very nice things.
If I give you the subject, I hope you will continue in the sort of vein in which Peter started. In that case, you may start now.
Things I cut out of magazines are about myself, and I immediately paste them into a great book with suitable annotations underneath, and appellations notwithstanding. I also cut out certain pictures which I think are suggestive. Now, I don't want you to imagine that I'm in any way prurient. Far be it from me to have that sort of thing applied to a name unsullied by any kind of ignoble act. I have been known to cut out things like... I was trying to think of the things that say, you know, British summertime. I couldn't make it in time.
Derek Nimmo, you have the subject. You have 7 seconds starting now.
Things I cut out of magazines are pictures of roses, particularly one which is called Derek Nimmo. And it has a little thing underneath it saying, not...
That point to Derek Nimmo brings us to the end of the round, also to the end of the game. Let me tell you the result in reverse order. Kenneth Williams was in the most reverse order. Peter was one in front of him, Nicholas one in front of him, and this week's winner is Derek Nimmo. We shall be playing this game again next week when, with luck, we shall have a chairman of sanity, wit, and brevity. If we're unlucky, we have Nicholas Parsons. Thank you for coming, thank you for listening, and I hope you'll be with us again next week when Just a Minute takes the air. Goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Clement Freud. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by Pete Atkin.